This is Violet Blue, and you're listening to Open Source Sex. To find out more about me, visit my website, tinynibbles.com, or simply Google my name. Sometimes there's a sexual fantasy that we just have to explore, understand, or share. Tonight's show is all about sexual fantasies, what they are, what they mean, where to get new ideas, and how to make them come true. I'll also explain how to bring it up and get started down the road to making your fantasy a reality. Once on a date, I agreed to meet the man I was seeing at a local bar at an unspecified time. I mingled in the crowd with friends until he arrived, finding me right away. We adjourned to the last two empty bar stools, sitting close and flirting. Over drinks, our conversation slipped lubriciously into the realm of dangerous themes that fascinate us. Motorcycles, machines, powerful women, sex, and knives. He had been welding on an art project that day, and his clothes smelled like it. When we talked about knives, he moved closer, his rough Carhartt work jeans brushing my bare thighs. He smelled good, like burnt metal and boy mixed together. But that sensory information was secondary to the piercing glimmer in his eyes that only seemed to get more intense when I mentioned that I owned a switchblade, a real one. He moved very close, electrically close, and asked if I had it with me. I said no. "Next time, pack it," he said. The next time would be at my house. I was nervous. A fantasy I had run like a movie when I masturbated was very likely to come true, taking control of a man, menacing him with a knife, and making him do what I wanted sexually. Even though I'm a professional sex educator, I've written a book on sexual fantasies, and this man was clearly willing to be a co-conspirator in pleasure-seeking, many questions still remained about how I might pull this off. Would he want to do the things in my fantasies? Were there details in his fantasy scenario that I should know about? And most importantly, what would I do if I could do anything I wanted? Here was a chance to make our fantasies reality, and a chance to open up a whole realm of sexual possibilities for us to explore, the world of fantasy play. Sexual fantasy is everyone's own private personal sex toy. A good fantasy played out in my head can take me to dizzying heights of arousal, enhance a private moment of masturbation, or illuminate an experience with a partner. I can have a scenario progressing in my head when I'm getting head, act out my impulses with a companion, or tell my fantasies to my lover on the phone. But before we turn our fantasies into the unforgettable encounters we wish them to be, we first have to define what they are. Sexual fantasy is the cornerstone of our individual sexual expression. An erotic fantasy is any thought, idea, image, or scenario that is sexually interesting to you. It doesn't necessarily have to turn you on, or it can be the one thing that gets your blood boiling. And if you think you don't fantasize, think again. Fantasies can emerge from your erotic imagination in countless different forms, from fragmented to detailed. We may see famous people that are attractive and imagine that our lives overlap. We can revisit memories of times we have enjoyed, using them to make us feel good in the present. Often we envision scenarios that have never happened, and some that aren't even possible. Sometimes we tell each other what we've actually done, fantasized about, or want to do, making a fantasy for them, or us, come true. Whatever shape your fantasies take, exploring them can open doors to understanding your arousal and allow you to tap into new channels of erotic expression, channels that work for you. For some people, their fantasies aren't an area they care to explore. Because they come from our imagination and therefore are connected with our subconscious, fantasies can be startling, unpredictable, and sometimes even shocking. When we become aroused, it's easy to surrender ourselves to whatever movie we're running in our heads and push it in the direction that gets us closer to orgasm. But sometimes afterward, what got us off was beyond what we deem acceptable in our daily lives. It's easy to feel guilty after a fantasy has gone somewhere we find unpleasant or offensive. Admitting this guilt can make us feel shame about sex, our desires, or even who we are, especially if that fantasy was powerful and included something that in real life we would never do, like degrade ourselves or betray a loved one. When fantasies move toward the arenas of everyday life, as they are bound to do, they can manifest in ways that make us uncomfortable. Sometimes it's not the content of the fantasies that can trigger guilt, but the time and/or place that they occur. Fantasies can happen at inconvenient times, such as at work or on the bus, placing us in a sexually charged situation in our heads while the world goes on around us. This may feel inappropriate or dirty. Or they can happen during sex with a partner. Your partner is fully present, yet unaware that you are imagining things to get yourself off. The illusion is created that somehow we've betrayed them. It's important to understand the role of sexual fantasy in sex before beating yourself up about what, how, with whom, or when you fantasize. We all know that fantasy is not reality. But when we masturbate and imagine troubling things, people, or situations, our human curiosity kicks in and we ask ourselves if these things are what we really want. For some people, this is a horrifying thought. It's important to keep in mind that fantasies don't necessarily bear any relationship to reality. The realm of fantasy is the sanctuary in your mind where you are free to enjoy things that you would never do in real life. And fantasy is not only where we can court the forbidden, but it is also a powerful sex toy that can be used for arousal, heightening pleasure, and achieving climax. Think about your fantasies for a moment, whether they're vivid, vague, seemingly mundane, or a little scary. Don't try to look deeply into their meanings, just pick out the main themes. What you're doing is isolating what makes them a peak erotic experience for you. Keep your mind open and don't pass judgment on yourself. This isn't about good or bad. It's about understanding what turns you on. Note what stands out and the important differences between what is possible in fantasy and what is possible in reality. Here are some themes to look for, some really popular ones. Firsts. First time with a sexual act, such as penetration, oral sex, anal sex, and deflowering. Loss of control. Someone has sexual power over you, makes you do things. Having control. Exerting sexual power, having people service you. Taboo. Sex with a forbidden person like clergy or family, an animal, same gender, and inappropriate urges or timing and rape. Multiple partners, such as a gangbang scenario, football team, sex party, orgy, threesome. Casual or anonymous partners, strangers, the waitress, the UPS guy. Your current or even a past partner. It could be a memory of a real-life event, imagining a peak experience you hope to do together, or imagining your partner behaving differently than usual, such as being dominant or submissive. Public spaces. The office, movie theater, park, or a dressing room. Being used. As a slave, a fuck toy, or getting passed around. Role play. When you and your partner are an icon, such as a cop, schoolgirl, hooker, doctor, nurse, dog and dog owner. Romance. Dreamy settings, like being seduced by a rock star or actor, making love tenderly to the girl at the office, or romantic rescue by a hero, such as a fireman. Objectification and fetish. That's good old breasts, butts, dicks, mouths, panties, and shoes. Now you're getting an idea of your main fantasy components. Think about what your favorite themes are, or try on new ideas that appeal to you. Feel comfortable with tapping into what these fantasies trigger when you want to become aroused. Remember that if you fantasize about something shocking, like being forced to perform sex, it doesn't mean that you want it to happen or that you're a bad person. But by identifying it in the realm of your fantasies, you can find a safe space where imagination fuels desire. By learning how to turn yourself on with fantasy, you can do extraordinary things, like make yourself really aroused and teach yourself a new masturbation technique. Or you can fantasize while your partner goes down on you and learn to orgasm with the combination of their stimulation and your fantasy. Or if you have a partner and have established trust and sexual communication, you can share your fantasies, and you can even make some of them come true. Think your fantasies through before you attempt to make them come true, though, and make sure that whatever you plan on doing is going to be safe, both physically and emotionally. Research your fantasy. Read a book of short stories that include fantasy scenarios similar to yours for ideas. Read about the realities of your fantasy in guidebooks such as mine, The Ultimate Guide to Sexual Fantasy, or look on websites like the Sex Education Web Circle at sexuality.org. Rehearse the fantasy in your head and think about how it could go awry or how it could be perfect. Be realistic about your goals and the realities within the context of your fantasy and your relationship, and don't place expectations on your partner or the scenario that might be unrealistic. And make absolutely sure no one becomes involved without your consent, even by accident, particularly in public or semi-public scenes. You should always talk to your lover about your fantasies before attempting to make them a reality. This can be scary, especially when you don't know how they might respond. Just remember that whenever sex happens, in any context, someone always has to be the one to say, "I want to." When you want to talk to them about your fantasy, go over what you want to say in your head and imagine possible reactions and scenarios. This will help you feel less nervous and give you some ideas about handling the discussion. Think about what context feels right for you to bring it up. Maybe it's cuddling after sex, in a neutral place like the park, or by introducing the subject through an outside source. Outside sources can be movies that contain part or all of your fantasy, erotic books that you can give to them or read passages aloud, showing him or her a website, or introducing the topic simply by relating something you saw or heard. Be prepared for your lover to react in any number of ways. He or she could be surprised, aroused, shocked, relieved, or upset. Some partners might feel betrayed, thinking that you've been keeping a secret from them. Reassure him or her that you haven't been hiding anything from them and that your fantasy unconditionally includes them. You might even discover that your lover wants nothing more than to make your fantasies come true. Sexual fantasies for couples start with the ideas of one, can blossom into a shared fantasy, and become reality as easily as making a wish, as long as you make that wish out loud. Wanting to try out a fantasy with your lover can feel like an adventure that is equal parts excitement and fright. Many who are introducing fantasy exploration might receive a mixed reply, part curiosity, part apprehension. A few folks will be met with reluctance to talk about it, while others might meet an outright refusal. For many reasons, one of you may not want to try your deepest sexual fantasy, or he or she may want to make you happy but not understand what to do or what it means to you. Understanding these concerns and hesitations can be helpful in having a constructive discussion about it, learning how to overcome fears that might hold one of you back, and resolving what to do when one person does feel okay about it while the other doesn't. On the other hand, if your lover wants to try something sexually that you're afraid of or unsure about, or feel morally at question with, it can bring up powerful feelings. Adding any new sexual behavior to a relationship can feel like a make-or-break situation, and sometimes it is. Asking to try styles of expressing sexual intimacy can push your relationship to higher levels, or it can bring up so many issues that it rocks the boat, sometimes a little too hard. When fantasies make someone feel insecure, unsure of your motivations, or the fantasy makes one of you uncomfortable, the issues can rock you to the core. This is especially true with fantasies related to degradation, fear, gender, age, or abuse. When your own sexual fantasy makes you feel uncomfortable or offended, and confusingly aroused at the same time, you might worry that somewhere inside you lurks a bad person, a person that deserves something harmful or worse, that you actually want your fantasy to become true. Rape and incest fantasies are not uncommon, yet are extremely disturbing to contemplate. These fantasies are just that, fantasies, and there they will remain in the realm of imagination or in the safety of fantasy play with someone you absolutely trust. In some cases, you both already have ideas about what fantasies you'd like to try together. People who are lucky to find lovers that they click with on other levels often find that they sexually click too. Others, with a little sexual sleuthing, find their lovers equally curious about the possible aphrodisiac effects of fantasies on their shared sex life, and look forward to trying something new that could really spice things up. Either way, for you to explore the idea together, one of you has to be the one to start talking about it. But whatever the situation, telling him or her that you want to try something new sexually can feel stressful. And if your fantasy makes you uncomfortable, this is an understatement. In fact, even thinking about talking about sex is stressful sometimes. If you've never brought up the subject of sex with your partner, don't worry. If you have what you consider a routine style of sex, telling your partner that you want something to change is scary. This is especially true with sexual fantasies that predate your relationship. Opening yourself up and asking for something you want sexually takes courage, but also gives you an opportunity to learn more about what your lover likes and dislikes. If you're both fairly comfy with sex chat, then ask your partner what some of their fantasies are, and tell them some of yours, and then watch the sparks begin to fly. Or you can each make a list of 5 sexual fantasies that interest you and swap them. If your sweetie is a bit shy, but you can tell they're ripe for some new sex play, try looking for clues to what piques their interest. A scene in a film that had them holding their breath, a well-thumbed erotic novel on the nightstand, and then ask them in a sexy way what they liked about it. Once you've got a fantasy theme in mind, you can begin to plan your scene. First determine what the fantasy is and who it belongs to. Is it your fantasy, is it your lover's, or both? If it's yours, you likely have all the fantasy components in your head, and all you need to do is tell your partner the details. Pick out the main elements, a sex act, an outfit, a role such as dominant or submissive, and tell your partner what it is about the fantasy that turns you on. Once you know who wants to do what, decide just how real you'd like that scenario to be. You can keep it in the realm of imagination, watching scenes in adult movies or reading erotic stories to each other that depict the fantasies that appeal to you. This way, your fantasy is a vicarious thrill, which is both incredibly hot on its own merits and great for nervous lovers. Also, you get the delight that comes from sharing your fantasy with your sweetie, or the heat of watching their face as they read or watch your number one turn on. You can take your fantasies a step further and bring hot talk into sex, where one partner describes the action of the fantasy in detail for the other. It's as if you're providing background narration as you go about your usual sex routine. You don't have to sound like a diva or a moaning, groaning porn star to describe your fantasies during sex. Remember that your lusty listener is going to be concentrating on the content of your words, not the inflection or quality of your voice. Allow yourself to really sink into the story, and feel free to fill up the airtime. This is one time being a motormouth is to your advantage. Don't know what to say? Then just describe exactly what you're doing or what your partner is doing in as much detail as possible. Allow your descriptions of the in-the-moment sex to flower into a scene you'll know that they'll like. For instance, if you're sitting on his face and simultaneously stroking his cock, describe the scene as though there were two of you doing these things to him. Voila! Instant fantasy threesome. Learn even more about sexual fantasies for couples in my book, The Ultimate Guide to Sexual Fantasy. Visit tinynibbles.com for archives of this MP3 on my audio page and info about upcoming shows. The next show will feature the first few chapters of N.T. Morley's The Castle, an extremely explicit and quite extreme novel with BDSM themes. I'll read the whole three-novel trilogy in weekly installments. Thanks for listening to Open Source Sex with Violet Blue.